Welcome to The Aging Scientist, focusing on all things science and aging. I'm Clarissa Giebel, and I'm a researcher at the University of Liverpool, exploring inequalities in dementia care and aging. Season 5 is all about care homes. I'm excited that some of this season's episodes are involving experts from the Netherlands, the country that many consider to provide some of the best care for older people and people with dementia. In today's episode, I'm taking a look specifically at Green Care Farms, a really innovative and engaging way of providing long-term care. For this, I'm joined by Maastricht University PhD student Katarina Rosteus, if I've correctly pronounced her surname there, and Green Care Farm manager Maud Corlin. Katarina is a PhD student at Maastricht, where she's researching green care farms for people living with dementia. As part of her PhD, she's looking at how green care farms provide care and what effects these have on residents, their families, and staff. Maud runs a green care farm with her mother and manages a team of healthcare professionals to provide good quality care to people with dementia. The most important things in the job for her are fun and high quality dementia care. So welcome both. Great to have you, Katarina and Maud, on this show.
Hello.
Hello. So, first of all, to start us off, green care farms, what are they, Katarina?
Yes, the green care farms are innovative care homes, in our case, for people living with dementia, and they naturally integrate gardens and animals into the care. But I think Maud is much better at explaining this because she runs one herself.
Thank you. I think the most important things of our green care farm, the Port in Kelpen-Oler, are first of all, freedom. The Port lays in an outside area between fields and farms. People can look far away and feel free. The animals, of course, we are having goats, chicken, ducks, and our care dog, Gove. The interaction from our residents, their family members, and the animals when they are going outside, very beneficial for the residents. Day after day, it puts a smile on their faces. And of course, our garden. We are having vegetable garden. Together with the residents, we grow vegetables. The residents recognize this from the past, and many of the residents have had a farm in the past or lived in small villages where they are all were also farms. A green care farm is so much different than a regular nursing home. We have a small team of healthcare professionals, and together with our team, the family members, we can really look at the person behind the dementia. I think that's a great strength of our care and well-being.
It sounds great, and I've got my little vegetable garden in the back, and I already, can I sign up for when I'm older, please?
Yes, of course. You're welcome.
So but I think the last part, what Mao just said, is a very important part of green care farms. So it's not only about the animals and the nature, but it's also about this delivering care together with the professionals, but also with the families and forming a household together. So green care farms are often not smaller than regular care homes, but they have a more family-like environment and more personal care. And this also includes, for example, cooking with homegrown vegetables together or planning the meals together with residents and involving them in tasks. So not only regarding the animals, but also around a completely normal household.
And
yes,
we know from a lot of research, and my PhD focused on it as well, that looking at the everyday functioning of the daily activities that people with dementia are doing, and sadly we know that this deteriorates quite quickly, but then we also know if care is more about enabling what people are still able to do and doing it with them as opposed to for them, it's just so much better and so much more fun, as you said in your introduction, Maud, didn't you? Like, it's about providing fun care and having a good quality of care and time.
Yes, absolutely. That's, you called it on the right way, I think. That's for me the same. When I go out with friends and family, it's good for me that I can do things by myself. And that's for people who are living with dementia, exactly the same. And that's, so nice. Yes.
No, it sounds great. So in terms of the setting, is it an existing farm that has been, reinvented to be a green care farm, or is it completely newly built? How does it work?
Before it was a farm. My dad has a cow farm, but after that we built the care. That's a new building, but the daycare activities is the old care farm from my grandma. So that's an old building, and this, the 24-hour care, is a new building. Yes.
Fantastic. Proper family-run business then, isn't it? Lovely. Katarina, your research is looking specifically at this type of long-term care. How come you've selected this type of care setting?
Yes, this story starts a longer time ago. So after school, I spent a year in Ecuador where I did horse therapy for kids with a handicap. And already back there, I realized which impacts animals have on kids. And especially in Ecuador, there are no special schools or kindergartens for these children. So the organization where I worked, they provided 1 hour, I think, for 10 cents. So that every person can really afford this. And it had such an impact on the kids that they could come every day to this care farm and ride the horses. And also riding is a very, I would say, elite sport in Ecuador. For them, it was so special to know riding, and their friends maybe didn't. So after that, I studied health economics at the University of Cologne and in Maastricht. But I never lost this idea to do something myself on a farm. And that was some rehabilitation center and burnout center. And then actually now a colleague of mine did a class on qualitative research, and his example were care farms for people with dementia. And this is how I got the idea. And then I contacted him again after my studies and asked whether they have a project. And this is how I started my PhD. So it's in my head for more than 10 years now.
Very interesting. So not just looking something up, oh, this is a PhD opportunity, but actually you've got that story behind it. Lovely. And can you tell us a bit more about your PhD and what you're looking at?
Yes. As I already said, green care farms are completely different from regular nursing home, and they reinvented care, kind of. And there are first insights on positive effects for residents. So they come outside more often, they have a better mood, for example, and less aggression, show less aggression. But there are little insights in how they actually function and what the ingredients are to make a green care farm. So what we just said, a garden and animals don't make a green care farm. Every nursing home nowadays has a garden and animals, but it's more about the mentality of staff members to form a household together with them and to also go outside. It takes effort from staff members to go outside and also use it. And this is what I research now, what the ingredients are and the mechanisms behind green care farms. Now, our ultimate goal is then to find these, to extract these elements, and then maybe teach other nursing homes to also implement this if they want to redesign their care. So not only what the ingredients are, but also how they can change their care culture, because that's always a huge step.
So in a way, you're trying to get out these mechanisms and components of what works really well at green care farms. And are you suggesting that the non-green care farm settings, the more usual long-term care settings in the Netherlands, are then adapting that? And are you suggesting maybe they build some more areas of the green care farm element? Or
very good question, actually. No, because not every nursing home has acres and acres of land ahead of it. So there are many, many nursing homes in the city. But what I realized during my research is what is one of the most important parts for residents is not being in a garden. That's very nice. And with animals, it's super nice. But what they really value is interaction, for example, and having something to do and contributing with their skills they still have. This is what you said before. So we don't close people in because they have dementia, but we kind of check what skills do they still have and use these skills. So what people want to do is usually just contribute something and do meaningful activities, help with cooking. They cook their entire life. Why stop this now? And these are elements which traditional nursing homes, I name them, can also implement very easily without building an acre of garden and buy horses.
Definitely. I've been to a few very diverse care homes in England, in the north of England, particularly when I had to collect a lot of data a few years ago as part of my job. And what I've noticed compared to some care homes I know in Germany, where I'm from, is that it seems much more passive, at least in those few usual standard care homes I've been to. There's lots of innovative care going on everywhere, but on the whole, I've noticed a lot that people were sadly just sitting there and getting made a cup of tea for them, but they could actually just be involved. All right, let's make a cup of tea ourselves. And I'm hoping that some of that really innovative care from the Netherlands comes over as well and makes those changes. That's great to hear. So Moat, you've just spoke a little bit about your family background effectively coming into this. How is it working with your family then as well on a green care farm?
Yes, of course. Every day I work with my mom, and my two brothers are also on the green care farm. One brother is technical, so he helps with everything. And my other brother is helping in the garden, so he prefers that everything is looks nice and that the
to make sure everything's up to scratch and looks good for the residents.
Exactly. Yes.
What does your day-to-day job look like then, Moat? And you were saying before the farm is quite big, but for example, how many residents do you have?
Yes, at the board live 27 residents. We have three living rooms with each 9 residents. And my day-to-day job is I work as a nurse in bachelor degree on the green care farm and help the residents with care and meaningful daytime activities. Almost everything is an activity. It's like a real home situation. And me as a nurse is, I call it, I'm the mom from my household and make everything clear with the residents, and I activate them and stimulate so we can both of things in daily life can do together, as cooking, as going outside, singing. Some people like to puzzle, making music. Some people like to going for a ride on a new bicycle, but also doing nothing and enjoying their age is, of course, part of the day. And my day is successful if the residents and their family members have a nice day and I worked good. So,
great. So we've touched upon it quite a bit already from both of you, Katarina and Maud. What do you think specifically are the benefits of living on a green care farm as opposed to in a usual nursing or care home?
Yes, there are a few things. I think one of the most important benefits is that you have a normal life. And you are not in an institution where you are a guest and life evolves around you and you don't have a say in what's going on. But on a green care farm, this is, as we already said, it's a completely different philosophy. They live there together and they plan the meals. And as Maud explained, they fold the laundry, do puzzles, whatever happens during the day, they just do it together. This is one of the benefits. And the Dutch have a beautiful word for it, which is one of my favorite words in Dutch, which is prikkels. This is sensory stimulation. And this comes not only from contributing something to a normal household, but also from this possibility to go outside, to care for animals, but also for people who are already further in the dementia and can't care for animals. They see the animals, they hear the animals, and they smell the animals. So you have so much stimulation. That is, for most of the people living with dementia, very, very, very beneficial and keeps them more active.
So is there already research out there that shows that, for example, if we use quantitative measures like quality of life or even life expectancy, is that better at Green Care Farms compared to usual care?
There are first insights into quality of life, which is higher. There is no evidence on life expectancy, but on the Green Care Farm where I stayed last year for 2 months, I lived there myself, the managers realized that their farm, people live twice as long as in traditional nursing homes. So in traditional nursing home, it's about a year, and they have I think they have 2 years of life expectancy. And what they also realized is that people die faster. This doesn't sound very nice, but in traditional nursing homes, people often lie in bed for weeks and weeks and weeks and get less. And they realized that people die quite fast within a few days, which when you think about it, is maybe beneficial for the people. And we're planning studies on that because Maud is already nodding. She might know this as well, but there's no research on it yet.
What about your personal experiences, Maud, from your care farm?
Yes, what Katharina says, we see that here also. There's no research on it, but we see people, the Green Care Farm, the port is now for 9 years, and there are three residents, they're living for 7 years now. So that's quite a long time. And we see them 7 years ago and had a disease, of course, but we motivate and stimulate them every day. And I think the benefits of living at a Green Care Farm is being outside, the freedom, the healthy food, walking outside day after day. And for me as nurse, being able to really listen to the residents, being able to see the person behind the disease. And therefore we use the Book of Life by every resident. And we are able to give personality care. That's not only described in the mission and vision of the Green Care Farm, but we also allow to do that. And that's very important, I think.
That's fascinating. So you said you have some residents who've been there for 7 years now. Great. Yes. Yeah, that's really exciting that you've got more research coming up there. So stay tuned, everyone, and I'll have a look out as well. That's really interesting. When we talk about care homes more broadly, at least in the UK and in many, many other countries, in the past 2 years, we often think about that lack of guidance that was provided to care home staff, residents, but also family members, and the immense difficulties and stresses for families to visit their loved ones in the care home settings. How would you say the pandemic has affected your work on the Green Care Farm mode and your research, Katharina?
At the beginning of the pandemic, it was, of course, difficult. We continued to maintain contact with family by, for example, video calling and window visits. When there was COVID in the house and we had to work in protective clothing, residents became sicker and sometimes even had to go to the hospital. We offered protective clothing to family, actually, before this became the rule in the Netherlands. I think it's so important to keep thinking normally. With our small team and the flat culture, this works very well. We are lucky to have a large garden and visits outside where possible. There were, however, rules and regulations. By staying in contact with the family members, understanding remains, and they can therefore really think along in this. We have also learned a lot from the pandemic. For example, nowadays, we know it's very important not to prescribe visiting hours, but to indicate that it's very nice if the residents are alone with their group from 9 residents around eating times. This really keeps the peace in the house and feeling free.
So in a way, you've taken some small positives from the pandemic and kind of learnings?
Yes.
What about you, Katharina? How has it impacted on your work?
Personally, I actually didn't have any problems due to COVID because I did my research exactly in the summer, in the break, where no regulations were. However, the Green Care Farm where I was, they also reported, told us that they didn't have that high problems because they had the gardens and the animals. So for the people, it was not that they were locked in alone, but they could freely move within their garden. So still come outside, see the sun, and interact with others outside. So this was actually beneficial. And I think Maud mentioned a very important point about the family members and collaborating with the family members. Yeah, the Green Care Farm, they did this too. And they did a meeting on Zoom with the family members and asked, okay, what do you want us to do? Do you want still to come into the nursing home and visit your family members with the risk of bringing in corona? Or do you want to stay outside and we lock everything down, but with the risk that people might have less interaction with you and you don't see them for a couple of months? And this is also, I think, a very nice approach from a nursing home to work together with families and simply ask what they want.
That's a lovely approach. I don't think this has happened in care homes over here, but I'm sure Rights for Residents is listening to this podcast now. They are a very active group of family carers who've been advocating for enabling those visits in the UK. This is fascinating work, and I'm really excited to come and see the Green Care Farm of yours, Maud, myself in a few months' time. That's fantastic. Maybe just a last question, Catalina. Are you just looking at one Green Care Farm, or are you comparing different ones?
For the first research, I looked at one Green Care Farm because I did an ethnographic study there, where you really spend weeks and months in the field and immerse in the setting. So that was one Green Care Farm we considered to work very well. Apart from Mounts, of course, and we have a very long relationship with, so I stayed there. Now in my future studies, I will of course include more, and Mounts will also be part of it.
Yeah. You have to come back then, Catalina, onto this podcast and share all about those findings. Well, it's been absolutely lovely talking to you both, and I've learned some more about Green Care Farms as well, and I'm really hoping they will come over here to the UK as well, everywhere, please. So thank you both. And if you want to find out more about Green Care Farms in the Netherlands, have a look at the bio with more details. And for more discussions into long-term care, have a listen to my other episodes in this season. Goodbye.